need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're just getting up and getting on the grind, you're starting to roll out, you're rolling out. It's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern Time. And you know what we do. We always remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. And I kid you not, every single morning I see a different child. Even though we take pretty much the same route, I see different kids. You know, kids that maybe I didn't see the morning before, the week before. And it always puts it on my heart to remind you to please slow down in the morning and give yourself enough time to get there safely. I saw one little boy this morning standing at the bus stop. And I mean, a little boy could not have been any more than third or fourth grade, standing at the bus stop, literally on a curb by himself. And, you know, I say to you, it is all of our responsibilities to make sure that we're watching out for all kids, especially in the morning times. We're trying to get there in the morning. We're trying to make sure that we're on time. And most of us don't want to take the time to slow down. But I implore you, school zones, usually those speed limits are about 35 miles per hour. Those caution lights are flashing for a reason. School buses, give them enough room. Please stop when you see them to pick up our kids. Make sure you're not endangering the bus driver, the kids on the bus, and the kids waiting for the bus. It's so critically important. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers make sure that our kids get there safely. And you know, I've been in those situations and probably will be again in the morning if you drop your kids off and you've got some kid in front of you, some parents in front of you that They just didn't have it together. They can't get out the car. They can't get out the car quick enough. And you're like, hurry up already. I gotta get out of here. Well, you know, that's why it's so important for us to give ourselves enough time to get there. And of course, the business that we're in, we really cannot afford to be late for work. And I'm sure you can't either. So the object is to make a plan at night. I know sometimes we're just so exhausted that that doesn't happen. And you know, what we've decided is we're going to make sure that it happens so that we can be what we tell you that we want to see. And that's on time and slowing down and making sure that we're careful in the morning and throughout the day. Still seeing too many accidents in the South traffic circle. And it all is attributed to people not having a humility for each other. And I'm going to tell you, yesterday, after we finished the show, DC and I had a couple of appointments, and I just literally took the day off to spend the day with my mother. You know, I told you guys her birthday was this past weekend, and so we just took the day, and we just fellowshiped, and we traveled about. And I was saying to her, the lack of humility, it's not just in our town, it's in any city, USA, where people have no tolerance for each other, where you can see a person trying to get in, and for some odd reason, you just feel powerful behind the wheel, and you will not yield. And I'm telling you, if we all have that attitude and that mentality, we're going to see so many more accidents. We're going to see people hurt where there's no need for people to be hurt, just because we won't stop and give in. And so as you're traveling in this morning, just think about that and say, you know what? Who can I be nice to on the road today? Just purposefully. Just purpose in your heart to just be nice, let somebody in, and don't be a bohog on the road. That's why we're having so many accidents. I don't know about you, but I feel really, really good this morning. I had a great night's rest. It's 7:42. Are you trying to tell me something, DC? And just feeling really, really great this morning. I'm having my tea. I had my apple cider vinegar tea this morning, and now I'm having my green tea. And I was just telling DC, I feel really, really great. And you know, I was talking about birthdays, DC, and we have so many family and friends with birthdays this month. And we missed, charge it to our heads and not our hearts, we missed our sister's birthday on yesterday. And so we want to send a big, big birthday shout out to LaTanja Christmas Williams down in Bunkie, Louisiana. Tanja, we hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful, and blessed birthday.
Yes. Big ups to Tanja. Sorry about that, Tanja. It slipped my mind. And if I don't tell Carlette everything, she forgets.
I tell people, if I take on any one new thought, I might lose a thought. And so I have to write down everything. But you know what? Charge it to our heads and not our hearts. She is one of those really, she's one of those great people that's always doing great things in the community to give back. She's got a huge heart. Tanja, we hope you had a great, great birthday. Many, many blessings for many, many more.
Absolutely. And she is an incredibly hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's getting ready to open up a daycare over there where the old TikTok used to be in Bunkie.
Did it open already?
Not yet, but it's in the process right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the people around Bunkie know that that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she has Tanja's Professional Tax Service, which she does a wonderful job with that.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, I spoke with her a little bit a while ago. She's actually contemplating expanding down to the Alexandria area.
Wow.
And she's just doing a lot of stuff. She and her husband, Sam, you know, big ups to them. They support everything that we do. They're always a part of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, she always gives things, donates things
mm-hmm.
to be the change that she wants to see in our community in Central Louisiana. So, you know, big ups to my sister. If I don't say it, and I don't say it enough, LaTanja Christmas Williams.
Big ups.
Happy birthday, sister.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was saying, you know, yesterday, for anybody who maybe tried to reach out to me, I literally turned my phone off. And as we're talking about birthdays, and I don't know if my mom is listening or not, she's on vacay. But, you know, sometimes, and you said it, we don't take the time to tell people that we love them enough and that we appreciate them. And what my family has come to understand about us and what we do is that we're always busy. And my sister, whom I would talk to literally every day. We would have marathon conversations. And I said to them, you know, especially when you have kids and you have a business, that when I get home, I don't talk on the phone anymore like I used to, because I really want us to engage with young David Christmas. And but I said, you know, life is so short and so fleeting. And so I just wanted my mom and I to just kind of spend the day doing whatever she wanted to do. I didn't want to be in a hurry. And mother, I hope you felt that, you know, because usually I'm saying, okay, let's get it and let's go. And so she and I just went off on an excursion. We had lunch, we shopped, and I just wanted DC to make it her day, you know?
Absolutely. Go granny. Go grandini.
Yeah. And I want to encourage many of us to do that with the people that we love and care about. You know, we're hearing about people leaving this world all the time, and life is not promised to anybody. And, you know, we forget how blessed we are to have our mom. And I know many of you don't, but just those people in your life that are important to you and that mean something to you, you know, take the time now while they're healthy, while they're whole, and while they can appreciate it. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to share that. And for all of the birthdays that we maybe didn't mention, please charge it to our heads and not our hearts. Y'all, it feels so good this morning. I don't know if you've stepped out yet. Temperature feels good. I think we're about to get DC some cool weather. How excited are we about Friday night high school football?
We're absolutely excited. And, uh-huh. You know, not only that, Carlette, I'm excited because, you know, Young Deuce Christmas is a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be having a jamboree tonight over at Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be four teams, I think, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're excited about that. We'll be doing that this evening. And then, of course, they have the big jamboree tomorrow at Ash.
Uh-huh. So
we're going to be football.
Woo-hoo!
And then next we're going to have Saturday, you know, college football is kicking off. As a matter of fact, there's a game tonight.
There's a game tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I want to ask you about that after we come back from break, what has happened with Johnny Manziel and how we weigh in on that. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here, everybody. We want you to know you are On Point, the official. Yo, yeah. OPT Network. And we know you're in your car. You're on your way. It's 7:47. We're going to take a break here. But we're back with more. Stay with us. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Hick- HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're traveling in already this morning, 7:58 a.m. Central Standard, 8:58 Eastern Time. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We implore you, share today and shape tomorrow. Here's how you do it. You simply phone 318-484-2260 and say, how can I volunteer? And then they'll tell you not only how you can volunteer, but how you can get paid for it and how it will not affect any of your money. If you're a senior and you want something to do, this is a great opportunity. Grandparent Foster Grandparent Program is sharing today and shaping tomorrow. Once again, the number 318-484-2260. That's 2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, hicksonhasit.com. That's www.hicksonhasit.com. And a proud presenting sponsor of the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is also building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, so much to talk about. And one of the things that's on the top of our to-do list is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And you guys know that we have been sponsors for the race for the last, how many years now? The last 3 years. And we are proud to do it. We're honored to do it. And our goal every single year is to educate people on breast cancer and to help women to get healthy and get whole and know that this is not a death sentence. And so as we are getting revved up for the race, we're going to be talking about it more and more. And this morning is no different. This morning we want to introduce you to a new partner in the race. Her name is Michelle Voss. She is the missions director for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and she is our great partner in this journey. Michelle, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Michelle joins us from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I know many of you may not know that the Sinlaw race is now partnered with the Acadiana race in Lafayette and surrounding areas. And so, first of all, Michelle, let's talk about how excited we all are about this wonderful partnership.
Well, our local affiliate is just, we've been so excited to come on with the Central Louisiana area. This expands. We were currently a 6 parish service area serving in Acadiana, in Acadiana, mm-hmm. and now we are a 14 parish
wow.
service area. So we've definitely increased our services. But it has been a wonderful transition. We've been working with the great volunteers in Central Louisiana now since February. I think we've built some great partnerships, and there was such a fabulous foundation for the Race for the Cure already established in this area that it made it so easy to come in and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just ready to start adding some additional services, help provide some support
mm-hmm.
for Race for the Cure here in Central Louisiana, and then add that extra educational effort.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we're excited. We're equally as excited. I think that this is going to make the race even bigger, better, and greater. But before we talk about the race, I want to talk about the job as missions director and the whole mission of what this opportunity is for those 14 parishes that you're covering.
Well, as missions director, I am in charge of overseeing our grant making process,
mm-hmm.
overseeing our educational efforts within the community, and overseeing advocacy. So working with those legislatures on keeping things like the Louisiana Breast and Cervical Program funded,
mm-hmm.
which provides free mammograms
mm-hmm.
and cervical exams for women,
mm-hmm.
and then also helps them get fast-tracked into Medicaid if they're underinsured or uninsured throughout the entire state. It's an extremely important program for those in our community that are vulnerable to breast mm-hmm. cancer and just can't afford those services themselves. So we work very diligently year-round
mm-hmm.
With those legislatures.
Absolutely.
So
now,
with our grant.
Go ahead. That's what I was going to move to next, the grants. Go ahead.
Our grant-making process, Race for the Cure is our largest fundraiser. And so our affiliate now will be helping run the Central Louisiana Race for the Cure as well as our Acadiana Race for the Cure. So it's kind of exciting for us to have two different races in two locations of the state. And we're learning from each of the races to make each one better,
mm-hmm.
stronger, and more impactful for our communities. And those funds that are raised through our Race for the Cure, as well as other events that community members do or may come through the affiliate over the year, all go towards 75% of the funds stay locally within the service area, and they're granted out to local nonprofits for breast cancer programs. So we don't necessarily fund individuals throughout our community. The individuals would have to receive services through one of these nonprofits. So in Central Louisiana, through last year's 2012 Sinlaw Race for the
mm-hmm.
Cure, we were able to give over $259,000
wow.
into this community. And St. Francis Cabrini Hospital
mm-hmm.
is one of the grantees.
Mm-hmm.
And then CMAPS and Central Louisiana Medication
mm-hmm.
Access Program was the other grantee. And so CMAP is providing mammograms through the mobile mammography unit. They're going to different parishes, setting up that mobile
mm-hmm.
van, and then can be able to give mammograms to those women who can't afford their own, who may be uninsured or underinsured, which means that they're paying too much for their insurance, that they actually can't afford the deductibles and the co-pays and things that they're still responsible for because they really just have those catastrophic
mm-hmm.
policies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want you to talk a little bit more about the granting process. And you said something very, very important, that this movement is not, it's not equipped to handle individual needs, but it is more of a collective movement where you get, you have to become a grantee. And I think that that's where there's a huge breakdown, and people really must understand the process of how to become a grantee.
Well, again, like I had mentioned, we don't as co-men fund individuals. We fund nonprofits. We fund organizations that have the feasibility, the sustainability to keep a program going. They're going to be able to make a larger impact on a community through the programs that they have organized, mm-hmm. orchestrated, and have the individuals to administer those programs. So we are a funding mechanism, basically. We're a grantee. So mm-hmm. all of the individuals that are out there fundraising for us are so very important to making the greatest impact in our community, where through our grant process, we put together what our priorities are. We look at what's happening in our state with breast cancer. What are the incidence rates? Is it affecting? Mm-hmm. Who's dying more from it? We're looking for those disparities in our communities as to why are we so affected, mm-hmm. and why are we not getting the mammograms? Are we not getting our mammograms early enough so we're detecting our cancer later, mm-hmm. or are we not seeking out treatment once we've been diagnosed? We as Komen, that's what we're looking at. We form partnerships with the community to really study this, and then we determine what our priorities are. What's most important to be funded to help bring down our mortality in our mm-hmm. communities? Mm-hmm. So we determine priorities. And then we let the community know that this is what we will fund. These mm-hmm. are our priorities for this year, whether it's education to let people know that they need a mammogram, mm-hmm. or it could be treatment, that they can't afford their treatment, and therefore we need to fund programs that will help provide some financial assistance.
Absolutely.
Then the nonprofits look at that. They write up their proposals and tell us what their program is, and we have individuals from our community get together and read all of those grant applications and determine which of those applications will make the greatest impact in reducing mortality, mm-hmm. and then those are the ones that are awarded. And then the community can seek services through places like St. Francis Cabrini and CMAP.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's such an incredible movement, and when I looked at the statistics, Michelle, the most recent statistics that were just reported, 1.6 million women will get or have gotten breast cancer, new cases of breast cancer. And so what that tells us is that we still have a lot of work to do. We still have a lot more education to be presented to help women to push past their fear, to get their mammograms and the treatment. And this is why these conversations, this is why this movement is so critically important. 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be affected by breast cancer. And we know that we have that small percentage of men. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more about the race. We'll have more about the education. And we'll have more about how people can get involved in this incredible movement. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point. We're back right after this.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners
in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback.
Dr. Newman, as you well know through our conversation, On Point Talk and our affiliates, we are huge sponsors for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. I want you to talk about what Susan Komen, the foundation, is doing to support your research.
I cannot say enough good, positive things about the amazing work that Susan G. Komen for the Cure conducts and sponsors. This organization, this enterprise, is just nothing less than phenomenal.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, 9:14 Eastern Time, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, also McDonald's of Alexandria and Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're joined by Michelle Voss. She is the missions director for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in Acadiana down in Lafayette. We're talking about our incredible partnership and this movement. And Michelle, every time, every year, every time we have a conversation about breast cancer, I get all just sort of soft and warm inside because, and emotional, because we don't want any women to have to die from breast cancer. And we want people to come out of the fear. We want people to understand not just the movement, but how to tap into the money, how to tap into the grants, how to make their particular communities better, and to help people know that this is not for the foundation. This is not an individual movement. It's a global movement. How do we help people to get there?
Well, we look at things as that big picture. We're looking to make the greatest impact with the dollars that our individual participants for our event like Race for the Cure, they're working hard to raise that money. We want to be good stewards of that money. We want to make the greatest impact in our community. So that is where we use our grant-making process.
Mm-hmm.
Our grant-making process is where we determine those priorities in our community that's going to reduce the mortality. We know that African-American women have a significantly higher rate than their white women counterparts when it comes to incidence rate and especially mortality.
Okay, break that down. Wait, stop right there, Michelle, and break that down. Incident rates and mortality. What does that mean?
Well, the incident rate is the diagnosis of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about incidence rates, it's the amount of people in our area being diagnosed with breast cancer every day, which is in through the nation, it's 1 in 8 women within their life will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that raises higher than that for African American women. Mortality is those that are dying from breast cancer. And so for Susan G. Komen, we know that early detection is the key. That's going to make the greatest impact. We are, through our research efforts, we are making huge strides. We see that over the last 30 years since our foundation was established, we have seen a 33% decrease in that mortality rate.
Wow.
So we know that the education efforts that we're putting out there every single day, get that mammogram if you are over 40. But now what we really want people to understand is there are some people that may need those mammograms before 40.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on your risk factors. And so we want you to know your family's history. If you have higher risk factors, you need to be paying attention at a much earlier age for yourself. So again, our grantees help us get that message out there. Our grantees are the ones that are on the front lines. Susan G. Komen doesn't actually provide direct services to individuals. We're just kind of we're that pass-through.
Mm-hmm.
We're the mechanism to raise the money and give it to programs that are going to make a great impact, again, in reducing those death numbers within our community. Louisiana, unfortunately, is right up there at the top of the list for incident rates and actually not incident rates. We're up at the top of the list for mortality. We are on average with the rest of the United States in incidence rates. So Louisiana doesn't necessarily have a lot more individuals being diagnosed with breast cancer, but we are the third highest area in the U.S. that have individuals dying from breast cancer. And that doesn't have to be.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't have to be. So we have to educate the community about that.
And you know, every time I hear those statistics, now we were second, we've moved to third in the number of women and people that are dying. And every time I hear the statistics, every time I hear about another incidence, it saddens me because I feel like, you know, we're begging people to get their mammograms. We're trying to help people to come out of the fear and to understand that when it is diagnosed early, early detection is the key, that is very treatable and people, women can live.
Exactly, exactly. So education is one of the key components of Susan G. Komen and our mission. And then that next step is supporting research to help those who are diagnosed. Because again, we have found some cures for some cancers, but we as a whole, we still have a lot of work to do. We have been able to, through our funding of our research program, again, which are the dollars that, our community members are raising on our behalf, those are helping increase treatments, bettering the treatment for individuals so they have a greater chance of survival. And again, it used to be 30, 40 years ago that if you were diagnosed with breast cancer, you automatically felt like it was a death sentence. And that's not true these days, and especially if it's early, if it's detected early. So that the research dollars are doing a lot as well, but you have to know your body. You have to know and notice those changes. And if there is a change that you see, you go to your doctor immediately.
Absolutely.
And hopefully it's nothing, but in case it is, then maybe you caught it early.
Absolutely. Michelle, I tell you what, you are going to be, you and your team have already been and are going to be a great asset to this race. We're so proud to be a part of this movement and to be the change that we all want to see in empowering women in our community, in our churches especially, to begin to open up dialogue and have conversations and to talk about it and to get people involved in the race, in the movement, to raising money. This is not about any one person. This is about the totality of stamping out breast cancer and being the change that we all want to see, because that's where it starts, doesn't it? It starts with being able to be open and honest and dialoguing about it.
Exactly, exactly. And that is one of the education efforts that our local affiliate is going to be bringing to the Central Louisiana community very soon. We're finalizing a physician's toolkit that will allow the local physicians to be able to talk more, provide some resources for their patients to be able to take home and look at more so that they can see what their family history is, what are their risks, so they can pay attention more to their bodies.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing in the days and weeks to come is we're going to be bringing in our local doctors, our national doctors, as well as people like yourself, people that are involved in the race, so that we can have a layman's conversation, so that we can help people in conversation that we can all understand how to get better, how to be healthy, how to be whole, and how to come out of this fear so that we can all be the change in our own bodies, in our own lives, in our own community that we want to see. Michelle, we want to thank you so very much. We can only imagine how busy your schedule is, but I know we here at the OPT Network and all of our affiliates are super, super excited about this new partnership and collaboration with Acadiana.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are just such wonderful advocates in your community, looking out for one another, and that's just so heartwarming to see. And so we're so glad to be a partner with the OPT Network as well as all of Central Louisiana. We're very excited about this.
Hey,
thank you so much. And your continued support means everything.
Absolutely. Hey, Michelle, we're going to be having many, many more of these conversations. You were absolutely fabulous. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, 9:23 Eastern Time. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SINLAW Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4444.
2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Sure. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 28 after 8 o'clock. 9:28 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, also proud partners with us in the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community and also finding ways to be the change that they want to see in the community by giving back. So happy that they are on board with us. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites, the number to phone for the best channels, HD for Life, plus so much more, the best wiring. Here it is. It's 318-767-2220. And then we want to remind you, you know it's hurricane season. We have been fortunate so far, but as it winds into the season, make sure that you're on point with your insurance, your home, your auto, your life. Make sure by phoning State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team, 318-487-1881. Do you see? You know, I don't know. I just, every time we start talking about the race for the cure, you know, I'm happy, but, you know, I guess I am what you would call, I have mixed feelings. You know, we talk about it so much. We try to bring in all of the people to make the difference, to help to explain it. And I don't know. What are you thinking?
Well, it's just important because, you know, we understand that early detection is the key. We understand through sponsoring for the last couple of few years that we have to give to this. We have to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people suffering from not just breast cancer, but all types of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been, since we've been doing this, I think a lot of people kind of misconstrue exactly what we do by way of breast cancer and our sponsorship to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we raise money and raise awareness for the foundation, the Breast Cancer Foundation. What mm-hmm. happens is there are a lot of people who raise money for their doctor bills, which, you know, we certainly understand that and appreciate that. But we, you know, but what happens is people start to think that we can raise money for their individual effort, which we're in a contract with the Komen Foundation. We are media sponsors for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. All of the money that we raise is used to go towards grant to help all people with
right.
breast cancer. So what happens is if a person is having an individual fundraiser, then we can't be part of raising money for one individual
mm-hmm.
because of our contractual agreement to the Komen Foundation.
And I you're saying that, and I appreciate that, and I hope our listeners appreciate it, because we literally, around this time of the year, we have, I mean, voluminous, I mean, just lots and lots of calls from individuals.
Right, right.
And we want people to know we love you, we understand, our hearts are with you.
Right.
But because, D.C., of this contract that we have signed, our hands are sort of tied, I guess.
Absolutely. And not only that, though, Carlette, let me just kind of state it from a different perspective. Because we love and would like to help everybody that's out there, that's why we're helping the foundation. It helps everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just one person. But let's say we would try to just say, hey, let's pick Susie Q over here and help her raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mary Jackson will come and say, let's help Mary. And then let's help Susie. And let's help Sharon. And
mm-hmm.
let's help Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's help, you know.
Right.
You know, by the time we're raising money so much for so many different people, we don't have a show anymore.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, it's when it's you and your fundraiser, it's easy to see why everybody should help you. But when it's somebody else, you see, you just can't raise money for every individual that has a need.
Right. What we have decided to do as a company,
as an institution, is to try to give back to the whole,
right, to the totality,
to the whole,
of it. Mm-hmm.
To the whole. Whereas we're giving to the foundation, and the foundation is giving grant money back to the community, so the dollars are coming back. So it's helping people with mammograms, cervical exams,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature to try and detect these things early, so that you can get the help that you need.
Absolutely. And as we talk about the people who can help in these individual fundraisers, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about our churches. And let me just mention a couple. One I got from Angie Roberts when she was here last week. She talked about Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church and Patricia Brown, who is having a cancer survivor jubilee. It's happening September the 29th at 11 o'clock, again at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. So they have obviously gotten on board. A lot of churches are getting on board.
Right.
And we have to really, really shout out our anchor church, D.C.,
yes.
that we are just so grateful to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, who
Cottonport,
Reverend Augustine, who was, they were the first church, D.C., that just really, they embraced us. And since we started with this movement,
yes,
I've said it every year, they have sent us a check. Not every year, every month.
Absolutely, they have.
Every month since we became partners with Susan G. Komen, since we signed that contract, since we put it out there, every single month, Reverend Augustine, his team, Miss Teresa, the entire...
Teresa Anderson,
the entire Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church family has been on board with the OPT. And for that, Reverend Augustine, we thank you for your heart. You just don't have any idea.
Right.
He could never know, D.C.
No, never. And it's so important to note, though, Carlette, because we need for people to understand that a way to describe it to a person, when you help the Susan G. Komen Foundation, I liken it to this. If I had $1 million,
mm-hmm,
and I went out and gave everybody $1 of that $1 million,
mm-hmm,
I wouldn't help anybody.
Right.
But if I took that whole $1 million and put it together to help the community, we can do a lot more. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to get people to appreciate,
mm-hmm,
that when we help people and we help the foundation to find a cure, to find ways for people to be cured from breast cancer,
mm-hmm,
and we make people aware of early detection.
Mm-hmm.
Early detection is the way to saving your life.
Absolutely.
Early detection is the key. The more people we make aware of this and the more people go have mammograms, we're helping the community, because Louisiana is number 3 in the mortality rate, which means we're dying at a faster rate than all the other countries except 2,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to breast cancer. Because a lot of people are being diagnosed, but they're not dying.
Right.
Here, we have more people dying, and it's because we're waiting too late, and we are not doing a well enough job, but we're starting to get the word out.
And I'll take it a step further, and she said it. Black women are dying more than any of our other counterparts, more than any. And I think that that's why I get a little heated.
Right.
And we have this heated fellowship when it comes to churches, because I know, since I have been in church as a black woman, that they are filled with other black women more than anything.
Right.
And so I really do take issue with churches that don't get on board with this movement in some sort of way. I really, really do. I just do. Black women are dying more than any other ethnic group.
Right.
And I have a problem with that.
And you know how I feel.
I do.
You know, with the church situation. I think, you know, and here's what I think, feel and believe. You know, if a church believes it, they're being spoken to do a program, you know, like Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church is doing a program on the 26th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And,
or is it the 27th?
No, it's the 26th.
Okay.
We're going to be impressing upon people to come and join us there.
Absolutely.
You know, to see, they pink out the whole church.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and give all the money to the fund. You know, I mean, so, you know, we're asking people, we're not saying, hey, you know, because I think at one point, you know, we might have been saying, hey, go into your benevolence fund. You know, without saying go, because I would never say to anybody, hey, what,
mm-hmm,
to do with your, you know, with your, I mean, it's just not what we do. You know, as the executive producer of this institution, I wouldn't allow that to be said,
mm-hmm,
you know. But with that said, you know, churches can do programs. You know, you may not cut a check, but you could do things to raise awareness.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what we're talking about. You know, it's not just about dollars all the time.
Absolutely. And this is what I hope will come out of this year's movement more than anything. She talked about it. You know how, if you're sitting and you're listening, you hear people say all the time, they got grant money for that. It's so much money out there, girl. All you got to do. Okay. Well, this is what I hope. I hope our churches should be at the top of the list for getting this money. See, what people have come to understand, DC, is that we, through the OPT network and our affiliates, the people who have come in with us, we have literally raised thousands of dollars. And we haven't put any of that money, not $1, into our own coffers, into our own pockets. We have given, cut them a check and given it. We're giving it so that churches can understand how to become grantees. Absolutely. That means you got to go to the workshops. There is money there that you can get for your church that will help you, that you don't have to come out of your pocket with one dime. But you got to send somebody over there that can learn how to write a grant for
it. Right. Well, but I can hear churches out there saying that, you know, we may not have the personnel. You know, it has to be a church with the personnel that, you know, because, you know, let's face it, most of your people who serve in churches, they serve and they're not being paid. You know, they have full-time jobs. And so, you know, we understand. Mm. We're just saying, if you're a church that, you know, you can accommodate a situation like this, you know, you might ought to consider, you know, getting involved on mm-hmm. some level. You know, we understand that, you know, churches can't just do everything and can't be all things to all people. You know, the church is a place where we go to get the word so that we can live better lives. And it takes money to run the church, and the money that the church takes in is to run the church. You can
hear who is the businessman in our outfit, and you.
So
can
we don't want to, you know, and I would never, you know, say to anybody with a business what they need to do without seeing their financial statements. I don't know what the church, you know, any mm-hmm. church. We don't know what any church. It doesn't matter how it looks from the outside. You know, a church is a business, and the church has its business to run and its business of taking care of the church and its people. You know, and with that said, that's why we're saying, if God is impressing upon your mm-hmm. heart mm-hmm. to do something, then do something. And if he's not, don't worry about it. You know, so, you know, everybody's not cut out to do this type of work and this type of thing, but everybody has something that they can do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're just saying, don't just be a spectator in your community. You know, be a part of what's happening in your community. And whatever you do well, do it.
Absolutely.
But don't just not do. Everybody has something that they can offer to, if not this cause, some cause. And, you know, there's always something that can be done.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I felt and feel really good this morning, and I don't want to get myself down or anybody else down, because you know what? Gosh darn it, we are going to continue to be the change that we want to see. We want those statistics of African-American women to go down, dying from breast cancer, and we want to help all women. It's not just about Black women, but I use that specifically because we're dying the most. Right. We're dying more than any other ethnic group. And so I'm making this plea, but you already know, we have decided when we started this to make fundraising fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We know that a lot of people are going to get involved. People are calling us already. We want you to get registered for our team. We want you to start your own team. It doesn't matter how you do it. I was telling a partner yesterday, I said, when you walk in this race, and I have encouraged, DC and I have encouraged, I don't know how many people that hate exercise, don't want to walk, didn't think that they could walk. We had seniors. We had my nanny Berta, she is in her 80s, who came out there and outwalked most of us. We had my mother. We had so many seniors to come out.
See if we can get Big Granny to go out.
We had so many people to come out, and they all said the same thing. They said it was the most fulfilling. It is the most beautiful thing that they have ever, ever done and been a part of. And we want to encourage you to do something. Get off the bench of life. We already had a lot of new people come in. We want to encourage you. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. And well-doing is what the word tells us. And we want to ask you to join us. We want you to have fun with us. We want you to get educated with us, because every year I learn something different. Every year my heart feels different, but still the same. Still sort of sad, because too many people are still dying needlessly. And so we're gonna be asking you now. We're gonna do some things a little bit differently this year. We're not gonna pound the pavement as much as we have in the past. We're gonna try to help others to get involved so that we can continue to do the work. And as DC said, if we stopped and raised money for every individual, for every group that asked us, we wouldn't have a microphone. We wouldn't have a medium to bring it to you. So we really have to use some wisdom in the way that we do what we do. But I'm going to tell you, there is room for everybody. Hey, everybody, it's 844. You're on point. Got to take a break, but we're back with more. Stay with us. Right.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Hey, for pest control services for your home or your business, they're the leading, Louisiana's leading independently owned largest company. The number you can phone for an appointment, 318-448-4000. They'll come out absolutely free and take care of you. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. McDonald's of Pineville. Don't forget about those free mammograms still happening at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. DC, I can't say enough about the Heart. The Heart was the first company, really, that jumped on board with us, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Cindy Beauregard and her team have been, you know, amazing is just not even a good enough adjective to describe what they have done and how they have connected with this incredible movement.
That's correct, Carlette.
Also, Davis One Stop last year was their first time joining us, but Hollywood, the team at Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, absolutely on point. You guys were amazing. They're also partnering with us again this year. Walker Automotive Group, Lawrence Searcy has been, he has been the catalyst, he and his wife, for this movement. They are also very, very important to this movement. Darlene St. Romain, DC, what can we say about her?
Not enough.
Not enough is absolutely on point. She has been one. She's one of those people, DC, that when you tell her what you need, she just jumps in, and she is. She's what you say.
She reminds me of Mary Boyd.
I knew you like, were gonna say. I was gonna like, say that. She's what you say
action,
about Mary
action.
Boyd Smith. She's action.
Action. Once she gets going, that's it.
Yeah. Right. Lights, camera.
Yeah, it's on.
Action. It's on. We got to tell people about the pink party for the cure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bigger, better, and badder.
Absolutely. The pink party is Darlene's contribution to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, she is putting it together. You know, you see them, they just kind of just taking their time, you know, because last year we got started late on the party and
mm-hmm.
really went over real well. Everybody was shocked at how well it went because we were sort of like just putting the mold together.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't expect for it to have nearly as many people as it had, but we were going to know how to put it together for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, now we have sort of like a little roadmap to kind of follow. We know what we want to do, what we don't want to do. And, you know, Darlene, once she, you know, she went into it blind last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year she, you know, she knows what to do.
And she knows what she wants to do.
Absolutely. And she knows what she wants to do. So this year we're expecting for it to be bigger, better, greater.
Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me, they said, is Tucker really going to show up? The contract is inked.
Oh, it's done.
It's done. Tucker will be at the pink party.
Tucker.
Tony Groove is going to be on the wheels of steel, and it's going to be on.
Yeah, it's going to be on. I mean, we're going to just have a nice time for the cure. And it's a really, really nice party for the kid. You know, people just, you know, on the pink carpet,
mm-hmm.
You know, you got the photographer there taking pictures of everybody on the pink carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks are Facebook. It's just
And we don't want to give too much because we don't know what kind of surprises Darlene's going to have in store this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when it's lean, you know, it's going to be some.
It's going to be mean. When it's lean, it's going to be mean.
It's going to be some big things given away.
Absolutely. You know? Oh.
Fine gifts.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I was sitting there saying, wow, I'd like to win that TV.
Me too. That, know, computers. That
computer. You know, I mean, these are nice gifts.
Darlene's favorite things are some fine things.
Nice stuff.
Oh, so yeah. Oh,
then
yeah.
We also have Davis One Stop. They are going to be doing some fundraising there in their store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you in and around the Chainerville, you go over there. You know, they have little things, you know, for as low as a dollar. You can put a pink ribbon on the wall with someone's name on it and just all types of stuff.
So many ways to give back.
So many ways to give back. Also, I'm going to equip them with some of the decals this year
mm-hmm.
that you can put on your car or little, you know, little things that stick on the stuff that show your support for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, as always, every year, they are a big part of our fundraising efforts. Mm-hmm. They'll have decals. They're going to have, well, they're going to have all kinds.
They're going to have, yeah. And we'll tell.
They
and we'll
do it big on the material.
Oh, yeah. And we'll tell people once we get all of that stuff in place, what they have over there. And let's not forget Johnny Marks at McDonald's of Pineville.
Let's not.
I mean, she has been, when we went to her, she's the owner of the Pineville McDonald's. And she's also a breast cancer survivor. And she said, you know what? I'm on board. I'm all about it. She was waiting for the call this year. And so when we talk about the companies that not only support the OPT network, but supports the fundraisers,
yes,
we really, really encourage you to go in and thank those people. You thank them by giving them your business, because that's really the only way that we're able to do what it is that we do every single morning. And every single morning, we want to pack your day with power and positivity, with information that you can use in your everyday life.
Absolutely.
With things that you can think about. Our whole mission here is to do three things: to encourage you, to uplift you, and to enlighten you. And if we can't do that, DC, then that's the day we need to leave the microphone.
Absolutely, Carlette.
The day that we have to incite people, the day that we have to be provocateurs, the day that you have to listen to us talking about stuff that's going to ruin your day, that's going to literally tick you off, that's the day that we say, nah.
Yeah, so,
nah.
Yeah. And it's just not what we're called to do. You know, everybody has their calling, and of course we don't knock people for
right.
what they do.
That's just not ours.
Know, it's just not our calling. And
DC, where's, you know, where's Big Easy, DC, before
let
you
me stop this. I don't know, but let me not forget, because before we forget, let me give a big shout out to last but not least, our new bank that's coming in to support what we're doing, and that's Southern Heritage Bank, Donna Caffaretta over there. You also can go into any one of the Southern Heritage Banks and make some type of donation as well to the Susan G. Komen Foundation and breast cancer. And we just want to give a big shout out to Donna over there for being the change that she want to see and being instrumental. She's just a sweet lady.
Absolutely. And we've just encountered so many sweet people that have just said, hey, what can I do? Just waiting. And if you're out there and you can do something and you're just waiting, you're wondering what it is that you can do, all you've got to do is connect with us at our offices, 318-445-5658. You can leave us a message if it's easier for you to go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. But for most people, DC, the phone just really works.
Absolutely, Carlette. And if you would like to just be a sponsor on your own, if you're a business, you know, the sponsorship packages are $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. So, you know, I think we're up to and $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, of course, if you want to go ahead and be the change that you want to see, get in where you fit in.
Absolutely. And we know a lot of people have various different ways that they can give back, but it's all about the research. It's all about stamping it out. And you know what? It's about having fun while we do it. Hey, everybody, it's Thursday. Can you believe it? We're at the end of another week. You guys, I say it every single morning simply because I mean it. You're incredible. Thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget, It's so easy to be the change that you want to see. You just got to do it. For young David Christmas, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, Big DC, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday, everybody.